This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on prevailing heat wave and the progress of the onset of monsoon. The participants are Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, Director General, India Meteorological Department, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
A warm welcome to Akashvani, Mr. Mahapatra.
Thank you.
Parts of northwest India sweltered under scorching temperature on Saturday, with the capital New Delhi under a severe weather alert as extreme temperatures strike parts of the country. Your department expects that heat wave conditions to persist across the north for the next few days and has put several states on high alert. Can you, Mr. Mahapatra, provide an overview of the current heat wave affecting India and how it compares to previous years, and how long is it likely to last?
So this year, heat wave conditions commenced over the country in the month of April. And there was severe heat wave conditions over eastern India and south peninsular India in the month of April. And also in the first week of May, there was heat wave conditions in the eastern parts of the country. However, northeast India was fair in the month of April. In the month of May, for the last 2 to 3 days, there has been heat wave conditions, severe heat wave conditions in Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, and Delhi. And at present, we are expecting that these heat wave conditions will not only continue over this area, but also spread to Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Gujarat, and adjoining areas. Especially, as of today, because of the severity of these heat wave conditions, which is expected to continue for next 5 days, we have given red color warning for West Rajasthan, Punjab, and Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, where temperature could be 7 degrees Celsius or more above the normal temperature. In some places, temperature will be above 45 degrees Celsius. Apart from that, there has been the orange color warning for eastern parts of Rajasthan, western Uttar Pradesh, and Bihar also for the coming days. So, the meaning of this red and orange color is that we should take action. Be prepared to take action, because this type of heat wave conditions which we are expecting, it can lead to mortality or death of the person if precautionary measures are not taken. Similarly, it can also lead to development of various diseases if the precautionary measures are not taken. Especially the old aged people, the children, the people with comorbidity should take care so that they are not exposed to this type of heat conditions. Another point I just want to say, that the best solution towards this heat condition is that we should be in cool place, we should take rest, we should avoid moving under the sun, and we should drink sufficient water or the juice, etc. The objective is there to keep ourselves cool so that our all vital systems work properly. Previous years, we'll find that normally we get about 8 to 10 days of heat wave conditions in a year over northwest India. And this year, this is the first heat wave spell. And we're expecting that it will continue for next five days. That means it is expected that it will be the above normal heat wave conditions this year over northwest India and adjoining central India. And plants, Indo-Gangetic plants.
Mr. Mahapatra, the main summer months, April, May and June, are always hot in most parts of India before monsoon rains bring cooler temperatures. And as you have said and suggested to people, that they need to be hydrated during this time. You know, the fact is that the heat has become more intense in the past decade and is usually accompanied by severe water shortages, with tens of millions of India's 1.4 billion people lacking running water. What could be the current situation, how is it going to affect the water situation in the country?
Yeah, certainly whenever there is a heat wave condition, it is understood that there is no such rainfall activity. And heat wave becomes more severe in the absence of any rainfall, and also if there is no rainfall in the past days. So if you just look at this particular northwest India and eastern part like Bihar, the eastern part reservoir capacity is less than the normal capacity. And there has been last year good rainfall activity in northwest India, therefore it is not so serious. But still, as of now, if we just look at, during this period of heat wave, people need more water for all purposes. So therefore, certainly it will have a stress on the availability of water and accessibility of water for different purposes. Similarly, if you consider the other aspects, like say impact of heat wave on agriculture and livestock, there also there will be more need of the water. Because as the heat wave prevails, there is no expectation of rainfall activity for next say 5 days over Northwest India. In the absence of rainfall activity, the standing crops will need more water to avoid the stress on the standing crops. Therefore, the need for water also will increase. At the same time, if you go for the irrigation, so demand for power also increases.
Okay.
So you will find very often that there will be power shortage during this period. So then what we do actually, we provide forecasts on heat wave and rainfall and other parameters to the power sector, the grid India. And accordingly, they go for distribution of power in different parts of the country affected by heat wave.
Okay, a study by the World Weather Attribution, an academic group that examines the source of extreme heat, they have found that a searing heat wave in April that struck parts of Asia was made at least 45 times more likely in some parts of the continent by climate change. Would you throw some light on that?
Yeah, actually, if you just look at the past data, starting from the Industrial Revolution in 1850s, there has been injection of various types of greenhouse gases by the humanity. Earlier, we have got the atmosphere which contained the greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and water vapor. And because of that, it was actually beneficial for human society because the Earth's surface temperature could be plus 15 degrees Celsius. By that way, the human society could survive. If there would have been no carbon dioxide or water vapor in the atmosphere, then our temperature could have been the negative. So, therefore, greenhouse gases are essential. But what has happened actually in the past years, the greenhouse gas concentration in the atmosphere has increased, like carbon dioxide or the methane or chlorofluorocarbon and many others. So, as a result, these greenhouse gases absorb the heat radiation emitted by the surface of the Earth and hence become the cause for rise in temperature. And it is seen that in the past, if you consider especially from the 1970s, there has been significant rise in temperature, and this rise in temperature is leading to the occurrence of more frequent, more intense, and more durable heat wave conditions throughout the globe in different parts, and also it is seen in India. Taking for example, there has been rise of temperature of 1.15 degrees Celsius for the globe as a whole during the past 100 years. In our country, the rise is 0.66 degrees Celsius in past 100 years. We can expect the continuance in frequency, duration, intensity of heat wave conditions if precautionary measures are not taken.
Let's move on to the monsoon now, Mr. Mahapatra. The IMD has said that monsoon is going to be normal in India. And when is it likely to hit the southern part of India and likely to move on towards the northern part post in South India?
Yeah. In the past stage forecast of monsoon issued in the middle of April, we have predicted that monsoon for the country as a whole will be above normal. And quantitatively, it will be 106% of the average rainfall what country gets. Usually, country gets 87 centimeter of rainfall during 1st June to 30th September. And this year, it will be 106% of that. Now, looking at the distribution in different parts of the country, we are expecting normal to above normal rainfall activity over major part of the country, except northeastern states and some parts of eastern India like Odisha and adjacent areas of Jharkhand and Gangetic West Bengal. Regarding the commencement of monsoon season, yes, monsoon season is defined as 1st June to 3rd September, but monsoon circulation sets in different parts of the country in different time. For example, we are expecting during the next 48 hours, monsoon will set in over Nicobar Islands and Andaman Sea and adjacent South Bay of Bengal. And by 31st of May, we are expecting monsoon to set in over Kerala. So, normal date of onset of monsoon for Kerala is around 1st June. So, therefore, we can expect slightly earlier or near normal onset of monsoon for Kerala. As it is a good monsoon year, we are expecting that there will be normal advance of monsoon in different parts of the country. But however, you do not have some kind of long-range forecast to tell about the monsoon advance over Northwest India at present. But once monsoon sets in over Kerala, then we will be going on monitoring and providing information every day about the further advance of monsoon in different parts.
And it's a good news for the farmers and also for the economy that the monsoons are going to be normal and it is going to send positive sentiment into the economy as we go along. So what are the measures that can be taken at the government and community levels to mitigate the impact of heat waves, and how efficient or how effective are the public advisories and warning systems in reducing the risk associated with heat waves? And we will talk about the monsoon after this.
Yes. So heat wave, as the name suggests, is the condition when temperature becomes above the normal conditions by what, at least 5 degrees Celsius. And this condition is to show that a human being, if he does not take precautionary measures, if he is open to this type of heat conditions, it becomes fatal for him or her. And also, if someone is taking the precautions and still under the impact of the sun in this condition, so he or she may have the various types of diseases. So therefore, the heat wave is risky for human body. At the same time also, heat wave causes risk for the livestock. There could be a large-scale loss to the livestock. It also affects the water bodies. It also affects our transport sector. It also affects the power sector. So the first and foremost thing to keep ourselves safe is that we should be in cool conditions. We should avoid to be exposed under the sun. We should take sufficient water in regular intervals. If at all it is required to travel under the sun, or if it is required to work under the sun, then we should take sufficient water or juice, etc., in regular intervals. And also we should take a break in our work. We should take rest under the shade. And that is the first and foremost action to be taken. The second thing is that if at any time we feel that we have some kind of uneasiness, then immediately we should go to rest, we should be under the shade, take sufficient water, and take some kind of consultation if required from doctors.
So how is the climate change affecting the patterns and behaviors of heat waves and monsoons in India?
Yeah, climate change is a phenomenon which we have already accepted globally. And this climate change leads to increase in frequency, duration, and intensity of heat wave conditions. If you look at the data in the past, say, 50 years, from 1970 onwards, it has been found that rise in temperature has resulted in increase in frequency, duration, and intensity of heat wave conditions in India and also globally. So therefore, if you look at the projections for the next 50 years or so, we can also expect the heat wave conditions to increase further if we do not take the precautionary measures. Similarly, if you talk of the monsoon, the total amount of rainfall for the country is not showing any change during the monsoon season under the impact of the climate change. But if you look at the distribution of rainfall, what we find that the eastern part of the country, like northeastern states, Bihar, adjacent areas of Jharkhand, they are getting less rainfall. And the western part, like Saurashtra and West Rajasthan, which is an arid region, they are getting the more rainfall. Over the time, within the season, if you look at the distribution of rainfall, it is becoming uneven. The frequency of light rainfall days or moderate rainfall days are decreasing, whereas the heavy rainfall days are increasing.
Mr. Mahapatra, we thank you for your valuable inputs and we thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on prevailing heat wave and the progress of the onset of monsoon. The participants were Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, Director General, India Meteorological Department, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at eirnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.